You're welcome back to the programme. 23 minutes to the hour is the time, and I'm joined on the line now by career coach Sabina Trench from Schlienoa Careers. Sabina, good evening to you.
Good evening, Aidan.
And as always, you're very welcome indeed. Sabina, it's an email from PDB. Hello, Sabina. I was listening to you last week and you talked about the public job opportunities. I didn't even know this website existed. Where should I be looking for jobs? I don't know where to start. Many thanks.
Okay. Right. Well, yes, I suppose that's interesting because, you know, when you know something is there, you think everybody else does sometimes. And there is no doubt about it that people, when they are starting to look for jobs, they really do need to start getting almost like a checklist of where they should be looking and keeping an eye on all of the relevant media, and not necessarily all online. But we will start with some of the online resources that are out there. And these include Indeed.com, JobsIreland.ie, Jobs.ie, IrishJobs.ie, MonsterJobs.ie, just as some of the more common sites that are out there, you know, if you type in the word jobs. But, you know, it's one thing to kind of check in on those from time to time, but that could become quite tedious. Really what you'd need to do is to set up alerts on those websites where you can choose a few what they might call keywords or maybe job titles, so that when something in that area comes up, it might be sales rep, it could be a nurse, it could be distribution, that you would get a text or an email into your phone to say, hey, you know, P2B, this new job is this is a job you might be interested in. Check it out here on our website.
So, you know, this is going to involve some, you know, some work, it has to be said.
Oh, yeah. Well, we do always say that looking for a job is a job in itself.
Well, indeed.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, you need to sit down with your lists almost, you know, it's almost like a to-do list, I suppose, and sort of tick each one of those off and say, have I looked at that? Have I set up my alert? Yes, done. So that's that one put away, I suppose. Now, there's obviously that publicjobs.ie website that I talked about, and it does have opportunities on it. You know, all kinds of opportunities from time to time from various departments and agencies that are all government funded. And that too does allow you to create alerts, to be told about new opportunities. And in fact, if you do, we'll say, download or show interest in a particular job, it will even give you a reminder of the closing date, which is awfully handy.
And what people have to be aware of nowadays, of course, is that job advertisements are appearing less and less in newspapers, and it's all online.
Well, it is really, and that's why I started with those. Now, while in fairness, you know, there's still, and in fact, it's probably beefed up a little bit in the last few months, there are still jobs that people find, they still want to advertise them in the local press or indeed on local radio. The vast majority of jobs are online. And to the point as well, you know, where some companies and agencies will even, you know, they mightn't even have their jobs, you know, online too much, but they may post them even on platforms like Facebook and or Twitter.
Really?
Yes, yeah, it's really interesting. You could miss it. I mean, especially if they're, you know, because there's a lot of companies out there that are quite small, and maybe they put an ad in the local press, and for one reason or another, you just don't buy that paper. You didn't see it. It came into the house, but you never got a chance, particularly now coming up to Christmas. We don't necessarily have the opportunity to sit back. But you would often find that the secondary places that that job is advertised is either and the company's website and or Facebook page. And maybe on their LinkedIn page if they have it. but you'd want to be really looking out for that company. But you know, sometimes, and we talked about it last, I think previously, about people having like a hit list of particular companies that they'd like to work for. And there's no harm at all to follow those online, or even you know, just even following them on your Facebook, and at least that way you'll probably get increase your chances at the very least of seeing those opportunities on your Facebook feed, or indeed other friends liking and sharing jobs, and a lot of people are doing that now, you know, where it mightn't be something that they're interested in, but they see something on Facebook. And I know it on my own feed, I see lots of different things telling me about, I don't know, it could be a local hairdresser's advertising for new people or that. And I certainly, that wouldn't be on my radar at all. And I may know people for sure that would be interested in that opportunity. But definitely the Facebook one is, yeah, definitely becoming more and more common. And in fact, it leads on to the Twitter pages, and the hashtag job fairy is a very common hashtag for job announcements.
You know, you have me floored in relation to Twitter. I mean, yes, I can see it on Facebook, but the idea that there could be job opportunities advertised on Twitter.
Yeah, and I even actually, because, you know, it's all part of our work, and we get people in looking for kind of, you know, I suppose what we'd call like a job search checklist. And I was checking out some stuff on Twitter, and I was typing in hashtag job fairy, and I was pretty astounded, I have to say, at the nature and range of jobs that appeared in that for me.
Really?
Yeah, of every kind of level and all sorts of opportunities. Now, they'd be nationwide. You might be able to maybe do hashtag job fairy, hashtag Mayo.
Okay.
So you get that link or something, or, you know, hashtag West or something like that.
Yes.
But yeah, so it's, you know, another one might be just even the hashtag jobs or hashtag vacancy.
So just in relation to this inquiry from PDB, basically what he or she has to do is research and make the necessary inquiries and, you know, hopefully that whatever job he or she is looking for will appear on one or other of those platforms.
Yeah, and I mean, at the very least, you'll be, you know, more aware of things. You know, what he or she was saying there, I never even heard of publicjobs.ie. And at least, at the very least, and information is power, you know, there could be options and opportunities coming in there that have passed you by up to now.
Well, it's absolutely fascinating. We must leave it there, Sabina. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this evening, as always. And we'll talk to you again next Wednesday afternoon in or about the same time, about 5:30, 5:35.